Vayeshev Yankev V'yeretz Meguri Aviv V'yeretz Kenoa Yankov sits V'yeretz Meguri Aviv V'yeretz Kenoa. Eila told us Yankov Yosef in Shvaz V'shona Parshas Vayeshev starts in a very interesting way. Yaakov Vayeshev Yankov Be'eretz Meguri Ovi Be'eretz Kenoan. Before Shem say Pshat, Yaakov sat. Says Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalvo. Rashi brings Chazal that Yaakov wanted to sit b'shalva. On the pasuk of Tolos Yankov over there, there Rashi brings the Chazal. But it was Rabbi Yeshiv Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in shalva, in serenity. I think that's a translation called the Art Scroll. Kafat alav roigzoy shel Yosef. It jumped upon him, the roigzoi shel Yosef, the roigzoi shel Yosef. Says Rashi, make sure they're not, everybody has it. Tzadikim, at least not me before now, they want at least to go down the block. Tzadikim evakshim, leishev b'shalva, Shadikim asked to sit b'shalva. Oy mekosh b'loloi dayan. Shadikim asher besugim lam lolam habo. Elash mevakshim leishev b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. Yaakov Avinu, after many years of constant battles, of constant trials and tribulations. He has a struggle with his brother, sibling rivalry. His brother hates him, runs after him, tries to kill him. He has to run to a foreign land, gets married by himself. Be tricked into marrying two sisters. That wasn't his original plan. Be in a base Lavan. In the house of Laban, strawberry, vanilla. And then finally, he comes back from that struggle, from that 20 years away from his parents, from his family, a man who's gone through so much, but it's not over. He's on his way back finally to visit his family, and he meets up, he thinks it's all over, Baruch Hashem. I get it, I have a family, beautiful family. Esav's coming to meet him now with 400 men. Vayiro Yaakov Ma'od, he's back into of our Muhammad. Okay, I'll get ready for it. He goes back to Pachim Ketanim, struggles with the Malach Shel Esav. And I ask you, my fellow friends and countrymen, I ask you, this is a man who struggled. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. But this is a man who lived the life of Riley. This is a man who had it easy. So he wants a little shalva. What's wrong with shalva? It's not so tasty, shalva. But he wants a little shalva. It's Israeli cereal. He wants some shalva. He wants to relax. What's he going to do and be relaxed, Rabbi Isai? I know. He's going out to buy golfing shoes and a 4-iron. And he's heading down to Miami Beach. Jacob, you have the putter? I think this deserves a putter. He's going to get one of those stupid golf caps and those old golf shoes with their old hot pants. He looks like there was a flood. He has his pants up to his stomach and walk on the field, go on the golf cart and play golf all day. 4. That was a nice one. What's he going to do, Rabbi say? Tennis, anybody? Yaakov Avinu, Leishe B'Shalva. He wants to go B'Shalva. He's going to sit and learn Torah. Mechadish Mochidushim. Most of his life he was in the Beis Medrash. He's going to go back to Beis Medrash. What's the Taina? B.K. Yaakov Leishe B'Shalva. Secondly, we find the Rashi says very interesting lashon. Kofso love roigzoi shel Yosef. That word roigzoi is a very, very interesting word, Rabbi Sai. You don't find it very often. What is roigzoi shel Yosef? The roiges. Where is that word coming from? Roig zoi shal yoiv is such a palatable lashon. Roig zoi shal yoiv. Roiges means anger or heat. Kofat alav nsoyin shal yoiv. What is it? Why is the emphasis in Rashi on roig zoi shal yoiv? I'm a seal shisharim ben. Tzadikim mevakshim leishe b'shalva lodayim. What's the pshat in this maimah chazal? I think the emes la'amito pshat is gevaldik. We have to realize the biggest soid, Rabbi Sai, in our lives, in our friends' lives, in everybody around us' lives. And it's be'etzem, every single yeshiva bacha has a chiyuv, Rabbi Yisai. A chiyuv to get proper hashkafa. We're learning in yeshiva Baruch Hashem Gemara, and avada just learn. Anyway, but Sovei Shel Davar, everybody has to know that the ikkar in our lives is learning avada. But we have to get good Jewish hashkafa. Anybody know what the word hashkafa is? Perception. Who? Or perception. Very good. I was worried about outlook. You have to have the proper outlook, the proper understanding of what we are doing here, Boisai. I think it's a simple svara, right? If you're here, you might as well know why you're here. I think it makes sense. I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway. So if you're here, you gotta know what you're doing here. And the answer to that question, to know what I'm doing in this world, why am I here, is Mesilas Yeshorim Perek Aleph. Every single yeshiva boch, I don't care if you learn brisk, or you learn in any other yeshiva boisai, even higher yeshivas like Tveres Chaim, whatever you learn boisai, you have to know one yesoid. I have to be a baki in kshas, of course, and I have to learn, but besides, I have to be a baki in Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph. Because Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph, if you don't know that perek, you're a cripple, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't want to say this Barabim, but you're a cripple. Because you don't know proper Jewish account. You don't know what you're here for. And it's the most frustrating and the most torturous thing if a guy is in the guy's a creature or something and you don't know what you're living for. People think, right? You have to know what we're living for. If you don't know what you're living for, so why do you want to live? Mesilas Yeshurim Perek Aleph is a must. And if you don't understand it, they have the art scroll today, Rabbosai. Every word translated properly. Get your local copies. But learn Perek Aleph and learn it again and again till it becomes part of your thought process. Because if you don't have this Perek clear in your mind, you are a cripple. In that Perek, the Mesilas Yeshurim lays down the fundamentals of what we're doing here. You saw it, Achasidus, Vishalash Avoid, Atri, Mishbor, Vishavis, as Odom, Machoivosu, Ba'ilamoy, what I came down to this world for, Rabbosai. What are we doing here? Why were we created? What's our purpose? What's the plan? What are we doing with our lives? How could a person not know that? It's totally, utterly ridiculous. We speak about it. A guy goes to yeshiva, he doesn't know what he's doing there. How can he be functioning and be properly successful if you don't know what you're doing there? You come to an office, and the boss sits you down, he sits in the chair, start working. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Just sit there. Huh? So how could a person not want to seek out this reverse hand? I should have to tell you this. But even in the English it says, the name of this chapter in the English, man's mission in his world. That was Muhammad today, chapter today. Man's mission! We're on a mission, Rabbi Sai. And in that parak, the Mesilas Yeshurim says something very, very fascinating, Rabbi Sai. He says in the beginning that we created, if everybody has to know this, you saw it, what were we created for? If you go around the world, everybody says, I was created to do mitzvot. Okay, very good. Your third grade teacher told you that. You haven't grown up since then. Maybe it was in second grade. Mora Geyer. She had the mitzvah thing on the board, and you were so proud when you brought home from home your mitzvah, and you sent home your mitzvah card. Yankee, today, help me sweep the floor. He's fulfilling his tachas in this world. And he's 17 years old and he's still sweeping the floor. But he doesn't know what he's living for. The tachas, where a person was created, says Mr. Yeshurim, was to have a good time. That's the end of the shmuz. That's what Mr. Yeshurim says about that. We think of his houses for this, for that, to have a good time. But there's a place for that, Rabbi Sai. And we have to earn that. And we have to go through this world to be able to find and to work on ourselves to achieve that goal. But in Harunus and Chazal, the tachlis is to have the greatest enjoyment. If somebody asks you, why are you created? You don't say, because Hashem wanted me to have the greatest enjoyment possible in the world. You don't know what you had created for. I was created for mitzvahs and to work hard and to do... I wasn't created for that. You're created to have the best, most unbelievable, enjoyable time in the history of the world. That's what you're created for. You're created to have... And that's why you can't have it here, because you can't get that enjoyment here. The enjoyment, says the Goyim, Schar on the word in Kedushin, Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. Reward for a mitzvah in this world there is not. Why not? Says the Goyim, because there is nothing in this world that could give us a reward for one mitzvah that we do. There is nothing that could pay back for a mitzvah. Nothing. Nothing. We don't understand what a mitzvah is, but every mitzvah, the reward for a mitzvah could only be that enjoyment because the mitzvah is so great, and the only reward could be in the next world. Nebuchadnezzar was the king, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the king was the scribe for the king, the previous king. He was Moach Ba'olam, but he was a scribe before him. And one day he had an off day. And he took off And he went out with his friends on his off day and got some nice coffee in Starbucks, iron last week schmooze. And the Maisa, he comes back and he asked the backup scribe, any important things about it? Yes, the king told me to write a letter to Yerushalayim, to the king of Yerushalayim. And he said, okay, so how'd you word the letter? So I wrote to the king of Jerusalem, to the head of this, and to his God of Israel. He said, Nebuchadnezzar said, you put Hashem last? Says Chazal, he took three steps. Some say three, some say four, to retrieve the letter. Amal came and tripped him up. For that, he was Zoicha, for just going three steps of Boisai. Three steps. For Kovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Zoicha to be Molach B'kol HaOilam. Sholosh Molchu B'Kipa. Megillah 10b, 10a. Sholosh Molchu B'Kipa. Three people ruled over the entire world. Nebuchadnezzar ruled over the entire universe. And if he would have taken another step and tripped up, it would have been the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Why reward for in this world? He got reward as being the king of the ruler of the entire world for walking four steps of Boisai. How many steps does it take to get to Shacharis in the morning, the Chvayit Hashem of Boisai, or for the 200 shekel? How many steps does it take? Tens of steps. But you can imagine the reward of Boisai. How can you pay back in this world? The Tachlis is the next world, but you have to go through this world. Because you have to earn it. As the Ramchal says in another place, it shouldn't be Nama, the Kisufa, it shouldn't be no one wants to get prize. Anything a person gets a prize, but he didn't deserve it, he doesn't really feel good about it. To have the feeling of good sky and feel great, I feel Gishma as he came up after the next world. So you come up to the next world after that hard work and you earned it. And the Mesilas Yesharim says unbelievable. Says the Mesilas Yesharim a little further. Hashem wanted us to earn it, and that's why he made in this world different types of distractions, different types of things that are obstacles, and the things of machikin. These are all the taivos hachomrios, the physical desires. If you go after them, you go away from the emes hatoiv. V'nimsa shehu musam be'emes b'soich hamilchoma hachazaka. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, in this world, it's a battlefield. We're in a battlefield, but not stam a battle. Hamilchoma hachazaka, intense battle. We're in an intense battle. Says the Mesilas Yesharim even more, ki kol in yonei ha'olam, bein l'toiv, bein l'mutav, everything that transpires in this world, whether for good or for not good, hey hainei heim nisyonos la'adam, every step of the way is nisyonos. Ha'oini mitzad echad, ha'oishi mitzad achar, this guy's Nisoyan is with Oini, with poor, this one's with rich, this one with Shalva Mitzad Echad, and Yisur Mitzad Echad. Serenity is also Nisoyan, Yisur Mitzad Echad. Zot Mesilas Yesharim, every matzav. B.K. Yaakov, maybe we could say another Hatahel over here, but Leishe B'Shalva, Yaakov knew. That he knew that the Be'etzem, this Oilam Hazeh, he knew the Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph. Yaakov Avinu knew it, I can bet you it. But Yaakov Avinu, Pikesh Neva Shalva, he wanted the Nisoyan of Shalva. I want to pick my Nisoyan of Shalva. Kofza Allah Roigzoi Shal Yosef. What's the learn of Roigzoi? Zokta Gemara, Bracha is 5a. Lo oilom yirgaz odom yetsa toiv al yetsa ra. Says Rashi, yirgaz yase milchomo. Battle. The nisoyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, everything is nisoyan. But that nisoyan has to be a battle. It has to be a milchomo. So Yaakov Avinu bikesh leishev b'shalva. He wanted taka nisayon of shalva now. He had other nisayonos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for you, that's not going to be a battle. Kofsa alav roigzoi, lashen yirgaz adam shel yosef, lashen milchama, lashen yirgaz adam yetzah tov yetzah. That's going to be a battle. That nisayon is going to be tough. That's going to be a very difficult battle for you. But the tachlis for that battle is you're going to get the greatest possible reward, obviously. And therefore, even though you want to choose now the nisayon of shalva, but that's not going to be a battlefield for you. Because where is the nisayon, Rabbi Yisai? The nisayon and the battle and the nisayon is that we have, it's Davka, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives each one a mission, and for each one, Oini Mitzad Echad, Oisha Mitzad Echad, for each one, it's his, with his makeup, with his structure, with his mitzias, with his neshama, with his own mitzias, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows where is going to be his battle. And where the battle is, that's his mission. What Hashem gives you as your battle, that's your mission. That's your tafkid. And you have to stand up and fight the battle. For if you don't, you have not successfully done your mission, what you came down to the world for. So when it gets tough and it gets hard and it's difficult for me in this area, what do we many times do? We become mice. Anybody got any cheese? We become mice and we run away. It's so difficult. It's so hard. It's such a difficult nisayon. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me this nisayon? Why? Because every matzah is nisayon. Why this nisayon for you? Because that's your mission. But if you're not battling, if you're not fighting, if you're not struggling, then there's something wrong. Because this world is a world of milchama hachazaka. And even if you fall in the battle, even if you mess up in the battle, but as long as you're battling, there's a famous letter from Rav Hutner Zatzal. He wrote to a Talmud that said he's not doing so well. He's trying and he's struggling and he's messing up and he's not doing so well. And Rav Hutner told me, if you would tell me that you're not battling and you're not fighting, I would say, Enechanam, you're not doing well. But you're battling, you're fighting, you're losing the battles. Okay, but you're in Milchama. Your mind and your Hashkafa is understand that you're in a war, you can lose the battles. You gotta win the war. The battles we can lose, the battles we will lose. But you have to know you're in battle. You're in a battlefield. And it's gonna get tough. And when it starts to get tough, the tough get going. You gotta stand up and realize this is what I was created for. L'chach notzarti. For this battle, for this difficulty. To get up in the morning is a struggle for me, Rebbe. So I'm just gonna go to sleep and give in. It's so difficult for me, Rebbe, to get up in the morning. You don't realize how hard it is. Much harder for me than anybody else. You're shtus, like everybody else. Mom is there, running to wake up. Wow. People are created from chomer of flesh, Rabbi Yisai. We're bears. You know what the bear does in the winter? Bachrim. Many bachrim are that way. They go to sleep, it's so hard to get up. Why do I have such a difficult nisayon? No one has this. I can't get up in the morning. I just want to sleep. Wake me up after the winter. I once told the Olam, we should give degrees over here. In America, they call it a BTL, It's a bachelor's in Talmudic law. I wanted to give it a different BTL. Bed training license. I want to create bed models for CP to the Sealy Pastraputic mattresses. Great position. Stay like that. Wow, you look like that mattress is good. You create a bed training license, a BTL. Beautiful. We're going to use you in the next commercial. At least you learned something in Israel. You can sleep 16 hours straight on the bed. You look like a bear. Call me Ivan the Bear. Hundreds of hours. It's difficult. Of course it's difficult to get up. A person wants to take that dive. He's speaking about the Shabbos dive. And he wants to wake up Tuesday. Like the Amshin of a Rebbe. He wants to keep Shabbos till Tuesday. Why can't he? He must be like the Amshin of a. But he wants to get to, you know, Shina B'Shanah's Tainik, the whole, all 3 days. Havdalah Tuesday night, I'll make Havdalah on Tuesday. Why not? It's difficult, Rabbi said. After eating a heavy cholent, 4 of them, you know what it does to the stomach, you know how much power the stomach has to work, Rabbi said? Triple time and fourple time. You're out for 2 days from the cholent. Knocked out automatically. Boom. The stomach works hard. The energy goes out. He really makes it to the bed. Have to carry him up the steps. Throw him in. So the guy, it's difficult for him to get up in the morning. He has this nisayon, sleep apnea. Some crazy thing they made up that he wants to sleep longer. He has sleep apnea. Sleeping disorder. How many Bachman have sleeping disorder, Baisa? There's a for sure disorder there. I don't know about that sleeping over there. There's some disorder. But Rabbi, I'm sorry. I just slept for 21 days sleep. I'm in the Choni Hamagel club. We're trying to make a 70-year program. He slept for 70 years, Baisa. But anyway, Sefer Shel Davar, I have problems getting, I can't get up in the morning. It's so hard, difficult. Dears Unify, okay, it's a battle. It's a battle. But battle it! Don't be a mouse! Get up and battle! I have this desire and I go out on the street, my eyes go all over the place. I have eye disorder, especially when there's a lot of women walking down the street. Women eye disorder. W-E-O. So you have that insight. So what do you do? Oh, it's so difficult, Rebbe. There's your battle. Work on it. Learn Svarim about it. If that's your battle, stand up to the battle. That's what you created for. Lekach Nitzarta. Don't run away from it. It's so difficult. There is your battle. That's your mission. The Svarim HaKadosh should bring that down. That where is the most difficult, that's where your battle is. That's where your battle is. That's your mission. I have so much problems with this problem, this issue. This problem, this disorder, this nisayon, this taiva. I come down to a meal, I can't stop eating. I just want to eat every time I see food. I have a seafood problem. Every time I see food, I just want to eat it, eat it, eat. I eat so much, I can't move after the meal. They have to carry me with the bench up. I just want to eat, and I can't stop eating. There's your nisayon. There's your battle. There's your milchama. Again, lo oilam yirgas. It's a milchama. But if you're not going to look for the milchama, you're not going to look at it as a battlefield, my son. And a person understands. If you're in a battlefield, you got to have 4 eyes around you. You got to be wary, and you got to have your mind solid. Boy, say you got to think of strategy. Who goes into battle without a strategy? Who walks through a minefield without a strategy? How he has to walk through, how to get through? If you don't, you're gonna blow into smithereens. Your eyeball will be over there. Nose, pick it up from the other side. It's a minefield. How do you not walk in with a strategy? Where could be the mines? A person goes into battle without a strategy, he's crazy. And the Messiah Hashem tells us that Kol Matzavik is Milchama Chazokeh, not just a battle, an intense battle. And where's our strategy? Wow, okay, having a son, what are you doing about it? I don't know. I'm just going to walk. Whatever happens, happens. I'll just walk around, you know. If my eyes will see, so be it. That's your strategy? 1,000 Aveiros in 5 minutes? What's your strategy? You're going to go down that same block that every time you go down, you know who's waiting there? You know there's the shyness over there? What, are you a fool? You're going into battle without a strategy? Where are you going? Well, I'm just going for a good Shabbat meal. Who invited you? Well, my friend knows a friend who knows a friend who knows somebody from the seminary. It's a cousin. In parentheses. And I'm invited to some kibbutz in the north for Shabbat. It's going to be a beautiful shower. He tells me it's going to be so beautiful. This mirot are so nice. He doesn't check it out. Listen, a free meal? I'm a yeshiva bacher. We take what we get. That's a strategy? Smithereens! He walks in. Shem Yerachem! He's at the door. The husband. The Pepsi Cola bottle cap is back. From Shmuz 1. He has a ponytail. I don't know who's the husband and who's the wife. Who's making kiddush? But it's okay, that's just part one. We get to sit next to such beautiful people. Everybody has a nice sibling, a nice child on the right. Some of this gender and some of another gender. And everybody, before Shalom Aleichem, everybody claps it together. Shalom Aleichem, together! Malachi Ashonis! Just an innocent Shabbos in Lululand! I have a Devar Torah to say! This week's parasha is Vayishlak. Who? Vayishlak. Who's a shlak? And I believe that on the Sabbath we don't have to do all these things. That's my hashkapa. Ponytail! But don't worry about the kashrits. It's Rabbanut Ramallah. Everything is halal. Halal. Hanukkah, beautiful. Halal. Beautiful, delicious meat, halal meat. Let's all sing halal now for Hanukkah. My soul, Yeshua, sing. The candle brings so bright. He has that electric menorah. He wants you to be yotze. It sings. Kolod ba'leivav p'niyeyeyeyma. Great Hashkafah Shabbos. I got such an ejection of religious experience. It's okay. After the meal, we all went on a walk. All of us together. And the two dogs. Baruch Hashem, I learned how to walk a dog on Shabbos. Be Isser. It's okay. But the next morning, the dog escorted me to shul. We sat together. I made sure he had a nice sitter, the dog sitter. Bar mitzvah! Barakut! It was such an inspiring Shabbat! Can't wait for where I'm going next week! Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisrael. That's your strategy? Anybody suggest to go to a meal? Did you check it out? I didn't check it out, but I know that they're having also some maybe seminary girls also for Shabbat. Isn't it a soyin for you? What are you going there for? Well, where else am I supposed to eat? You had four other offers, but they weren't so exciting like this one. It's just going to be me and... Where's your strategy? You're in a mechoma. You think the Yetzer Hara is not planning out these things? Where are you going for Shabbat? And you're sitting there like a fool with no strategy. What are you doing? What's your plans? How are you going to have a good Shabbos? A geshmaka Shabbos? How are you going to be successful when you have to go out in the street? When you have to go somewhere? How are you going to be successful when you have to do other things in life that are battles? Where's the planning? Where's the strategy? In Choma HaChazoke, intense battlefield. Who goes into an intense battle without any plan, Rabbi Yisrael? It's crazy. Now how are we able to be successful, Rabbi Yisrael? You got to sit and have be misboinen. How? Where is my nesyonos? Where is my hardships? Where's my difficulties? And there's my battle. Chanukah is coming, Rabbi Yisrael. Next week is Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. What an opportunity. What a zman, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer says that in Roiv is Chidushei Torah. The Chassam Sofer, you look what he wrote. Most of it, a lot of it was written during Chanukah, the Oiris, Rabbi Yisrael. Chanukah is a time again, Rabbi Yisrael. Are we planning a strategy? What's our plans for Chanukah? To eat jelly donuts? That's the whole Hanukkah. We're going to gain 42 pounds eating all. I can't believe I ate the whole pair of 12 donuts. They weren't even Dunkin' Donuts. Jelly belly. That's what I'm going to have on Hanukkah. I'm going to eat tremendous amounts of donuts with oil because you have to eat shemen. And they'll throw a wick into my stomach, it'll burn for 8 days. Well, like the Bachel came over to me, I planned Chanukah the last year. Rebbe, I wanted to sleep for one night, I slept 8 nights. I was an unbelievable Chanukah. I was yotze the miracle of Chanukah. I can't believe it, 8 nights, I slept straight. It was mamash and ness. What are we planning for Chanukah, Rabbi said? Oh, the Rashiva might be going away. Oh, we have a strategy, Rose. What, to destroy our lives? To go connected what we were created for? Do we have a plan? The whole Yisod of Chanukah, what was it, Rabbi Yisai? The whole says the Bach and the Chazchat of Rejai, that the reason why they were Goyzer on the Menoira, because they became slacking, they were Nisrash and Liavoida. And the Bach says, where the Gzeira is, that's where the Rifyon is. And that's what Yisoy was saying also. Because where the Rifyon, that's where the battle is. And we have a battle sometimes with Merape. And that's where our battle is. And the Chashmon Noim stood up. Heru Nafshim says the Bach. Their souls became enlightened. And realized we got a battle. We're in this world to battle. We have to battle for our Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael. Yiddishkeit is the appointment of Yisoy the Hasidus. We're here for a Ptachlis. Let's get in and fight the battle. It's difficult with 13 against major armies. But if we fight, if we go in, if we yargiz, we make the Melchama, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oizroi. Il Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oizroi. If we make that effort, Rabbi, so we put in the effort, we make the strategy, we put in the right hashkafa to go out and to battle, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't beat the Yetzer Hara without it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how much I'm making the effort, but if we sit back, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira because he wants us to be successful. He says, go out and battle. Don't become mouse. When the time comes, and the battle is there. Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate and battle. And if you'll battle, then you'll have siyata d'shmaya like they had in the time of the Neis Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisrael. There are certain times in the year, Rabbi Yisrael, that have unbelievable hashpahs. The Bnei Yisoscha says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amid Beis 21b, it says they had the Neis for this. It speaks about the whole Neis Hanukkah. So it says they put in oil, they came, they beat the Yavon, they came to the Beis Hamidrash, they found oil, only wanted to light one night, it lit eight nights. The Shona Acheres, the next year, they were Kaveh, Bahal, Mahidor, affect all the refers, what's the Shona Acheres the next year? Why then? So the Bnei Yisoscha, every Moyed is a tremendous Ha'orim in Hashemayim, because it's a Moyed from the Torah. And if it's a Moyed, it's Ha'orim and tremendous in Hashemayim, Shefa, unbelievable. And that Shefa creates an unbelievable Zman of Aliyah, Rabbi Yisrael. So they wanted to be Kaveh, Chanak, Vayontif. They had to see if in the Shemayim they were masking. When they saw the Shona Acheres that the Ha'oros were coming back, the Or was coming back, they were masaking the Ha'al Vaidor. Rabbi Yisrael, there's a time for unbelievable Aliyah. Somebody asked me, we're going to give off a little bit. What's the Pshat? Give off on Chanukah, for Keret. And there's a Svara just the opposite, Rabbi Yisrael. Because when a person has to come, when a person knows that there's a Seder and he has to be there, she's going to be looking out for him or not. So then it comes because you know you have to be there because there's... But when you don't have to be there, there's a day off, there's who knows what, there's a time off, there's a Shabbos, it's called off Shabbos for Chanukah, and you don't have to be there, but you, like the Chashmonaim would say, Mila Hashem Elai, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to use that the Oiris of Chanukah to gain the most that I can, Rabbi Yisrael. And if I have to take a little break, maybe I'll do it after Chanukah. But I'm going to use out Chanukah as much as possible to do the battles, to battle together with the Chashmonaim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a zman of tremendous, tremendous, tremendous siyat d'shmaya, Rabbi Yisrael. Nisim gluyim. And we ask Hashem that in the bench it says, Racham Yasin Lanu Nisim. That we ask for Nisim, we have a whole shmuz on this. Why? We got a lot of yes for Nisim. Because it's a zman of Neis in the pastures. It's a zman of tremendous opportunity, Rabbi. Why waste it on jelly donuts, Rabbi? Why waste it on playing drunken dreidel? Why waste it on crazy things, Rabbi said, which is just the opposite of what Hanukkah is all about. And yet so it gets in and he's mamish destroying us when we could be so much nalar, Rabbi said, looking at the Hanukkah nails and getting inspiration. And getting inspired by the whole Hashmonaim and deciding in ourselves that we're going to do battle against that Yetzirah. That's what we created for. And we're going to go out with a vengeance. We're going to go out with a plan and a strategy. How to be successful in this battle. In my Nisayon, whether it's Shmiras Einayim, whether it's Shmiras Abris, whether it's in all in Yonim Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to speak to my Rebbe if I have to, or whatever, to make a plan and a strategy how to be successful in this battle. And then Be'ezah Hashem Rabbi Yisrael. It's tzaddikim, it's waiting for him, the next world, Rabbi Yisrael, when we come up and when we're successful in the battle, the feeling, the geshmak, the hanoah is not shaykh, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not shaykh to be believed. It's a different shpuz to discuss exactly what goes on up there, Rabbi Yisrael. But sofer shel davar, that's the tafkin, that's the ashkofa of a Jew, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's take to the arbit, let's work hard, Rabbi Yisrael, especially this time when we have this yad, this extra siyat shmaya. And let's be zoichot on this Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael, this time of year, we'll work on ourselves to fight the battle and to plan out the strategy and Be'ez Hashem to be successful in that battle and to have the greatest feeling of Hanoi in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. When you're successful, you overcome that Yetzirah and you say no, Rabbi Yisrael, and you say no to that Yetzirah, it's the most unbelievable feeling of control, and I'm in control of myself, I'm not a slave, Rabbi Yisrael. And when that happens, Rabbi Yisrael, the Simcha is Atzuma, not only down here, Rabbi Yisrael, but in the heavens above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ru'u Banai, look at my children, look at these kids. They're in a generation with such nisyonis. The Mecham is getting harder, the battlefield is getting stronger. Yetzirah knows it's the end. He's throwing out all his bombs. All the bombs are coming out now. All the hydrogen bombs and the atom bombs. Everything's coming out now. All the new types. Someone just told me they came out with the iPhone 10. You don't have to even do it, touch anything. You just look at it, it turns it on, Rabbi Yisrael. You look at it, Don't look too hard, you might get scared, you see your face in there. Anyway, you look at it and it turns on. Everything's becoming easier. Everything is becoming to destroy the human person, Rabbi Sai. The battle is getting thicker and thicker, Rabbi Sai. We have to plan even stronger and stronger. But when we're successful in that battle, we only not only make down here a simcha, but in Shemayim is the greatest. Ruh Bonai, Hashem says, look at these kids, American kids, fighting the battle and winning those battles. And that makes an explosion upstairs, Rabbi Sai. And who knows, Rabbi Sai, with that koyach, with that power, with that inspiration and that koyach to battle and to be victorious, Hashem will see this and bring Mashiach Sekeinu. Amen.